initially at the beginning of the event, you are asked to find your name, and your name is in a different language.
Apple Domingo serves as the new American director at Jewish Family Services in Buffalo. The training event was designed to allow attendees to gain a better understanding of what it feels like when you don't understand a language.
The idea is for the participants to experience being a refugee so that you are now more interested in learning more about it.
Attendees included government staffers, nonprofit organizations, medical providers, and educators.
It's really the only part of the population that's growing, and it's growing rapidly.
Sam McGavran is with the Partnership for the Public Good, who helps sponsor the events.
Very important for Buffalo's future that the refugees in particular who arrive here with nothing, fleeing persecution and civil war, that they make a good transition.
Later, the guests were served lunch, but it was conducted through a language simulation exercise where other languages were spoken, describing the items prepared. So if you didn't understand them, you had to ask for an English interpreter.
So what is he offering?
The next step is the drinks. We have a juice or bubble tea, what they call.
So if you said you wanted vegetable, they will point to the chicken. Because typically, if you don't understand, the refugees are saying, no, this is what I want, and nobody's understanding.
Hussam Salih is a resettlement case manager at Jewish Family Services who speaks Arabic.
85%, I say, of the refugees and immigrants, when they come here to the United States the first time, they don't know the language, the English language.
Robert Umakiza is from Rwanda. He's been in Buffalo for almost 4 years and now works as an intern at Jewish Family Services. He tells WBFO News he had to learn English the hard way.
It was hard for me because when I came here the first time, I couldn't speak English at all. Maybe basic good morning, hi, how are you? That's it. But I was going to school. And it was hard for me to learn in school, too.
Saeed Ahmed is from Somali. He's been in Buffalo for 5 years, but already learned English while attending college.
How would you say this helps break down the barriers of language when you do this with people? How did it go?
It's difficult, yeah. Because you have to take what he says and translate everything in the right tone, right expression. Sometimes you try and even doing the face expression. How they say it, you have to try to say it so they understand.
There are now about 10,000 people from Burma living in Buffalo, but they represent 20 or more different languages and dialects. And that is another reason why there are so many language barriers for the new immigrant and refugee populations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.